And away we go. Here we are, hour number two on this Thursday, January the 16th, 2020. 13 minutes past the hour, and we're going to have a good time this hour. I like doing the trivia. Just had a gentleman stop by and tell me a good place to get my hair cut, which is a good thing, because I think you do need that from time to time. Although I did have a good experience at the haircut, barber, salon, whatever it was last night, turned out to be okay. So, not too bad at all. All right, let's see here. I'm going to save a lot of this to talk about tomorrow, and so we can just kind of get into the trivia here this morning, because we answered quite a few questions yesterday, and I also have some new questions to add to the fray today. So this should be fun, and we had one yesterday that a lot of people took guesses at, but we did not quite get the answer to. So let's get into this here. All right, we came close with this one yesterday, but we did not get the exact right answer. What is the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know? All right, hold on. We're going to take this call first. Go ahead, caller. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Martha, how are you?
Hey. You know where you can get your hair done?
Where's that?
Geneva Denton, here at Presidential. It's Mrs. James Denton. He was the coach of the Dolphins for many, many years. And Geneva was a cheerleading advisor.
Is that right? Now, can people come in from outside to get their hair cut there?
Sure.
Well, that's nice. Now, do you know when she's...
I told you about my friend that gets tattoos.
Right.
Last month, she gave me a cat and a dog on my right hand. And it washes off in a month. And I want you to get a happy birthday cake for the 24th. And one of the nurses here... I call her an angel. She's an RN, and her daughter works here. Her name's Ashley, and her birthday's the same day as my granddaughter, Courtney Noel. Remember Courtney that used to be the director of nursing here?
I do.
She had a baby the other day, and you know what happened?
What's that?
All of the hospitals from all over Riverside, everybody, they had to take her to Toledo, to St. Vincent, because they didn't have no rooms in the hospital.
I know a lot of people have been sick, Martha. People have been coming down with all kinds of flus and pneumonia and everything.
Oh, I've had a cough for 2 months, and they gave me a flu shot here. Did Jim get a flu shot, honey?
I believe he did. I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, he's having a ball listening to you.
Well, I like that. I can hear me in the background. That's a good thing, Martha. So, Martha, about...
Hey, do you know that wrestler that we knew?
Oh, yeah, Ox Baker?
Yes, do you still have that tiger cape?
I do.
Can I have it back to wear it?
Sure. You want to wear that tiger outfit?
Yes.
All right. I still have that in my closet,
Martha.
And
I'm going to tell everybody it's from Ox Baker, and you telegraphed me an Ox dancing, didn't you?
Yes.
You gave me those videos the 9th of September. The 19th, you gave me those two discs.
I did.
And I wrote you a card that said you made this day the best day of my 89 years.
Is that right?
And I've got your picture on the door. Remember that picture with your birthday, a bunch of balloons?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
And it had a cup with American flags. I got your grandfather's picture on my door because he's my favorite. I love good-looking men, Scott.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Martha. Now,
And that's why I love you and I love Jim.
Well, we appreciate that. Now, Martha, I was talking about this tattoo thing yesterday with somebody. You know,
yes.
I don't know. You know, do you think, what are the good things to get tattoos of?
Well, she said she's got a whole bunch of different things. Beautiful, beautiful tattoos. She comes over and does it free. She comes to Presidential and gives everybody that wants one of them. Loretta King got a tattoo on her neck, Scott.
Oh, my goodness.
And I want you to come on your birthday and eat with me and your grandpa. Either breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Well, I certainly...
Come at 8 o'clock? No, you can't. You're on Monday. Your birthday's on Monday. Did you know this is a leap year? My sister died 4 years ago in 108 here at Presidential.
4 years ago. Hard to believe it's been that long ago.
My sister, Kerr Cook, made Grace and I dance in every one of the Christmas at the Palace. And we did it at the first pancake show at River Valley.
Really?
No, the third. You know where the first pancake day was?
No, where was the first pancake day, Martha?
Harding High School cafeteria. That's where Grant is now. I graduated from Central. That's where the courthouse is. And then I graduated 9, 10, 11, 12 at the church. Or the school across from the Nazarene Church, honey.
My goodness.
I love the Nazarene Church. You know what they did the other day, honey?
What'd they do, Martha?
They knew I love cats. They bought me a cat pillow.
A cat
and
pillow.
And a dog cover-up.
My gosh, Martha.
Blanket.
That is great. Well, Martha...
No, you don't need a bathroom, honey. You got... No, you don't.
Well, hey, Martha, keep the radio on. If you hear any questions you want to answer, give me a call back.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, the one and only Martha Dausmanese, legendary dance teacher here in the Marion area. Dance teacher now for well over 70 years, I believe. And Martha approaching her 89th birthday. Can you imagine that? She is great. Does anybody have any reminiscences of Martha? Everybody in town knows Martha and has known Martha for a long time. Her and Joe were a great, great couple for many, many years. I think Joe left us in 2003, but What a force of nature that couple was, with Joe being JoJo the clown with the squeaky telephone and Martha out there dancing around and teaching all the kids. It is really one of those relationships and business partnerships that stood the test of time. So we always are glad to hear from Martha. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, 740-383-9944. If you want to talk about any of the advice I gave earlier on about relationships or just in general, things go like, what else did we talk about? Oh, we talked about depression again. We talked about movies. Why do people like that movie Dirty Dancing? I'll never know. It's beyond me. You know, there was a saying, and I think it's still a saying, there's no accounting for bad taste. Now, I'm not trying to say everybody who likes Dirty Dancing has bad taste. I just don't get that movie. That movie is really beyond me. Does anybody have a good explanation of that movie? I just don't. It is one of the strangest movies that I've ever seen, period. If anybody wants to weigh in on that, 740-383-9944. All right, back to our trivia questions here. Now, we did have a guess on this one yesterday, but it was almost there, but not quite there yet. Does anybody know the theme song from the television series Good Morning Miami? Now, this series was on in the early 2000s, I believe 2002 through 2004, starred Ashley Williams, who was on this show not too long ago. All I need to know is the title of the theme song for that television series, Good Morning Miami. What was the theme song? And then here are the two questions we've had left over for a while. We got a lot of these older questions answered yesterday, but we still have these two. Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? Does anybody know the reason? Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating an apple pie? Now, we had a ton of guesses on this one yesterday, but we didn't get the right answer yet. But I think we'll get there today. We've got quite a few minutes here. What do we got? 37 minutes, 23 minutes past the hour. One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? What have they done? Why is apple pie the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells as apple pie? What was the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? We came very close with this yesterday, but not right on the money. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. We still have the Jags extra large t-shirts. We have the Jags koozie, which apparently we need to get rid of because Charlie does not want to see this laying around here anymore. Give us a call. Or if you just want to answer the question, that's always fun too. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, don't forget, Charlie Evers coming up today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. Glenn Coble with Swap Shop today from 12:15 to 1. The Adam the Computer Guy show today from 2:15 until 3. And on Charlie's show this morning, I don't think he has a guest, so he might be doing our first giveaways to Jimmy John's and Smoothie King this morning on his program. So listen to Charlie this morning, and I think he's also got another ticket for the Ridgedale Lions Club, a big NASCAR event coming up in February, I believe February the 15th. So Jimmy John's, the Ridgedale Lions Club, NASCAR benefit, February the 15th, and Smoothie King giveaways today. Or you can have the Jags koozie or the extra large t-shirt from Jags. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But you can win the koozie or the t-shirt on this show this morning, or just answer the question. What is the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami, which was on in the early 2000s? Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? And one in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know that one? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Those are the questions on the table, 740-383-9944. Those are the only ones left from yesterday. Now, I do have some new questions, and I guess I'll give a few of these because we are kind of short on questions now, considering we only have three left from the old batch. So here's the new questions. Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show? David Letterman was on for about 35 years in late night, and he had this one character who used to come on the show all the time, probably more in the beginning than at the end. But this character used to be on that show constantly. What was the name of the character that used to be on the David Letterman show all the time, became more popular than David Letterman himself along the run of that show? That's one of the questions. Here's another one. Can anybody tell me the famous New York gossip columnist who kind of made Donald Trump famous back in the 80s by covering his divorce from his first wife? Now, I used to have this woman on the air. She since passed away. She lived a good long life. But does anybody know the name of the famous New York gossip columnist who kind of made Donald Trump famous back in the 80s when he was going through his divorce from his first wife? And she used to cover it all the time for the New York newspapers. But she was syndicated throughout the country, so she was in a lot of newspapers, and she did a lot of national television shows. Does anybody know the name of that famous New York gossip columnist? And I used to have her on quite a bit. She was on the program, well, probably 10 times over the years, no longer with us at this point. We were talking about WMRN yesterday. I thought this would be a good question. Does anybody remember the name of Madge Cooper's show on WMRN, which was there for so many years? Can anybody dive into the recesses of their brain here in Marion and remember the name of Madge's show? That's an interesting question. And I'll give you one more right now until we get one answered. We play the Phyllis Diller interview on this station all the time. Does anybody know what talk show Phyllis Diller went on for her last national television interview? Does anybody know that? What talk show did Phyllis Diller go on for her last national television interview? It was a national talk show, and it, I'm trying to think. I was actually there when this interview happened. I was in the building, in the audience, because Phyllis was just about 95 years old at the time. I don't think she'd turned 95, but she was awful darn close to it. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Martha.
Yes.
Madge Cooper Guthrie called me up and said, Martha, you have wonderful dance students, and I want you to come to the Marion County Fair. We're having a tent on the fairgrounds, me and Charlie. And I went up there for years. I had my show 2 to 4, 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I love Madge Cooper Guthrie. And Charlie Evers was a part of Mary Midget Football. Not Mary Midget Football. You were president of Midget Football.
Yeah, Charlie was
and
part of the radio station.
I'm so proud of you because you took Steve Hogg's place, Scott.
Now, do you remember the name of Madge's show that was on the air, Martha?
I remember the Groundhog Show.
Yeah, that was a big thing. That'll be coming up here not too long from now.
One day, the groundhog died.
Charlie talks about that, the year the groundhog died.
Did you know the lady in the Star the other day was 99 that died?
99, that's a great long life.
I love your obituaries. Sure, I absolutely love that. And the presidential thing in Cleveland that you talk about, where do you learn all the things that you know, Scott, baby?
I don't know. I don't know where it all comes from, Martha.
Do you know one of our nurses was born February 1-2? I told her this morning when your grandpa and me was walking out the door, I said, Rhonda or Tanya, your birthday is February 1-dozen, and James's grandson is February 2-dozen. She says, well, isn't that a good way to remember?
That is a good way to remember. I like that, Martha.
My mom taught me that.
Your mom?
My mom taught me one run, repeat, one run.
One run.
Zoo, Z-O-O, 3, that's March. 3, tree, what kind of tree do you like, Martha? 4, door, shut the door. 5, jive, I love to jive, don't I?
You do.
6, don't get sick, Scott. 7 and 11 is heaven. 8, shut the gate. 9, don't listen to this. Don't drink wine, but Jesus Christ and all the apostles did. 10, den. Don't get shut up in the den. Last but not least, 12 delves. That's 1 dozen, Martha. 6 is a half dozen. 18 is a dozen and a half.
I love it, Martha.
Isn't that a good way to remember? Here comes Jim again.
Well, Martha, stay tuned and call back if anything is on your mind.
I love the way you talk about me. It makes me cry.
Thank you, Martha.
One of my grandmothers from the Dow Studio, we're now at the mall, honey. She's baking 89 cupcakes for all the residents here at President.
That is going to be a great birthday
and
on Mother's Day.
And I want you to come and be with me on Mother's Day. Well, my Mother's Day gift is 5 May 10 20.
Well, Martha.
Isn't that neat? 5, 10, 20?
It is.
30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 99. That's all I'm going to be.
Well,
89, I mean.
Well, I look forward to the big birthday on Mother's Day. Thanks for calling, Martha. Keep on listening.
Well, bring Joan. Joan, I'm going to pay for your meal with her dad.
Oh, I will pass along the word. Thanks, Martha. All right, here we go. That was very, very good. Huh, very interesting. Martha Dowse, the one and only. Phone lines are open. We do have trivia questions here. Does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning, Miami? Does anybody know what that theme song is? Why is apple pie the wrong thing to call what they sell at McDonald's? All right, here we go. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, is that columnist Liz Smith?
That columnist was Liz Smith in New York. Do you remember Liz Smith?
Yeah, I remember hearing about her. I didn't interview her like you did.
That's right. She was a very nice lady. She was a very complimentary lady and just a nice, she was from Texas, nice southern girl.
Okay.
Well, hey, thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Yes, we did get Liz Smith. The famous New York gossip columnist was Liz Smith. And Liz was on a few times. I always enjoyed talking to Liz. Okay, the questions. Let's run them down here again. Theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami. Does anybody know that? Ran in the early 2000s. The theme song was probably more popular than the television series itself. Does anybody know the title of the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Why is an apple pie the wrong thing to call what McDonald's calls an apple pie? Does anybody know why apple pie is the wrong name to call what McDonald's sells as an apple pie? We've had that one for a while. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? Now, this was a long-term question yesterday, and we got a lot of really great answers, but not the right one yet. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? Does anybody know the answer? Who is the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show? This person probably got more famous than David Letterman himself. Does anybody know who this character was? What was the name? Does anybody remember the name of Madge Cooper's show on WMRN that was so popular? I think she had 3 shows on the air there over the years, but it would have been the one that was probably the most popular. Does anybody know the name of Madge Cooper's show on WMRN that ran for quite a number of years? I think it even ran after she left the station. Does anybody know the talk show that Phyllis Diller, legendary comedian, made her last television appearance on? The last television appearance that Phyllis Diller made for an interview. Whose talk show was Phyllis Diller on? Does anybody know that? She would have been 94. I don't think she was quite 95 yet. But she would have been 94. I was in the audience when she was on this talk show. It was the last time she did a television talk show. It was a national show. You would have heard of the host of this. Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is the McDonald's pie thing a turnover instead of a pie?
That's
apple
what it
turnover?
Is. That's what it is. The McDonald's apple pies are actually apple turnovers. You have got it.
Okay.
Would you like a prize today?
Oh yes. I'll try the smoothie.
Well, we don't have the smoothies. We have the koozie and the T-shirt.
The T-shirt.
Okay, let me write this down here. It's an extra large T-shirt. What's your name, ma'am?
Trish Franklin.
Okay, Trish, do you know where we're located?
Yes, I do.
All right, we'll be open until 1 o'clock today. I'll put you down for the Jags T-shirt. Thank you, Trish.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Yes, that is what has been going on with that McDonald's, what is today, the 16th? With that McDonald's pie. It's not really an apple pie. It's actually an apple turnover. And that's why McDonald's calling it a pie is not really the right name. So, we've given away one of these Jags T-shirts. Thank goodness. Trish Franklin got it. All right, does anybody know 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? What have 1 in 5 Americans done, claimed to do when it comes to eating a pie? Does anybody know that? Does anybody know the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami? Ran in the early 2000s, starred Ashley Williams. Does anybody know the answer to that? Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show? Would have been on in the early years rather than the late years. What was the name of Madge Cooper's show on WMRN? Ran for a really long time and even ran, I think, after she left the station. What was the name of her talk show? Does anybody know Phyllis Diller's last national television talk show appearance? What talk show was it on? She was 94 years old. I was in the audience at that time. It was a national appearance, a national talk show. You would know the name of the person. Does anybody know what talk show Phyllis Diller, legendary Ohio but national comedian, made her last television talk show appearance on when she was 94 years old? 740-383-9944. So we got, what was Madge Cooper's show on WMRN? What was the name of her show? Does anybody know Phyllis Diller's last national television talk show appearance? Who is the most famous character ever on the history of the David Letterman show? What have 1 in 5 Americans claimed to do when it comes to eating a pie? And what is the name of the theme song to the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know the answers to any of those questions? We still have another Jags extra large t-shirt, and we also have this Jags koozie, which we need to get rid of eventually. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody have the answers to any of these questions, or is there anything on anybody's mind that they would like to talk about this morning? You know what? And I will, let's see here. I might throw in one more question here. I have a few questions left here. Okay. Oh, here's one we've never done. We talked a little bit about Barbara Walters yesterday. Can anybody tell me the 3 moderators on The View? Now, the View television talk show has been on now for, gosh, well over 20 years. But in the 20-year history of that show, can anybody tell me the moderators? There have only been 3 of them. Can you imagine that? In the 22 years, I think The View has been on. I think it came on in 97. In the 22-year history of The View, can anybody tell me the name of the 3 moderators? The people who introduce the topics. Does anybody know who they are? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer. Don't forget, we're still looking for that black cat. Was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. It's been missing since Saturday. The telephone number to call is 740-341-5719. There is a $100 reward for the safe return of this animal. Again, that telephone number, 740-341-5719. The cat was lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street, and it has been missing since Saturday. Now, there is a distinguishing mark on this cat that if you return it to the owner, she will know that it's her cat. $100 reward. Black cat lost in the area of Clinton, Bennett, and Nye Street. 740-383-9944. Don't forget, coming up at 10:10 today, 10:10 a.m. till 12 noon, it's the Charlie Evers Show. He's got giveaways to the Smoothie King, Jimmy John's, the big event coming up with the Ridgedale Lions Club. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, was that Phyllis Diller? Was she on ET Entertainment News the last time?
Not Entertainment Tonight, but it was a national talk show, and she was the only guest for the hour.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was when she was 94, just about, well, less than a year before she passed away.
All right,
thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, the question here is, what talk show was Phyllis Diller on television-wise nationally to make her last appearance? She was the only guest on the show for the hour. It was a national television talk show, and it was less than a year before her death, because she died right after she turned 95. But what talk show was she on? It was somebody's national television talk show. Who was it who Phyllis Diller made her last appearance on? Can anybody tell me the 3 moderators of The View, the talk show, over the years? You know who the current moderator is, I would guess. Who were the other 2? Does anybody know the three moderators of the television series The View over the years? Does anybody know the name of Madge Cooper's talk show on WMRN that ran for so many years? I think ran after she went off the air. What was the name of Madge Cooper's talk show? Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show? David Letterman was on, I think, for 35 years. Does anybody know the name of the most famous character in the history of that show? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know that? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? We had a lot of guesses on this yesterday. We had eating it with ice cream. I think we had eating it with milk. Those were not the right answers. Does anybody know what the right answer would be? 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating a pie? What is the theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami, which I believe ran from 2002 through 2004, was only on for a couple years, starred Ashley Williams, Suzanne Plachette. I believe the guy's name was Mark Feinstein. I think those were the leads in the television show. But it had a very famous theme song. Does anybody know what that theme song's title was? Matter of fact, if you went to YouTube and Googled it, I bet you would get the right answer. Go ahead, caller.
I know, when I eat pie, I always have coffee.
Coffee with pie? That's a good guess, but it's not coffee with pie.
Yeah, I always do. Okay, thank
you. Thank you. No, the question here, our last pie question is, 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? It's an interesting question. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know what that is? Coming up on 49 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Again, telephone number 740-383-9944. Looking for the title of the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami. 1 in 5 Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Who's the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman show, which was on 35 years? Does anybody know the name of Madge Cooper's show that used to air on WMRN for a lot of years? Went on after she went off the air? Does anybody know whose talk show Phyllis Diller was on, the last television talk show appearance that she made? She was the only guest on that show, and it was less than a year before she died. What national television talk show would that have been? Now, I believe Phyllis died in 2012. I think Phyllis died in 2012. So think of the big national television talk shows that would have been on around 2012, 2011. I believe this appearance probably would have been made in 2011, late October of 2011. What was that national television series that Phyllis Diller was on? Can anybody tell me the three moderators of the television series The View? Now, The View has been on, I think, for 22 years now, but in that 22-year span, they've only had three moderators, three people who picked the topics and kind of steered the conversation. Does anybody know the name of the three moderators? So the questions are, the three moderators of The View, the last television talk show appearance Phyllis Diller made, what show was that on? What was the name of Madge Cooper's show on WMRN? Who was the most famous character on the David Letterman show, big in the early days of that show, ended up doing commercials and all kinds of things? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to pie, eating pie? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know the theme song of the television series Good Morning Miami? Does anybody know? 740-383-9944. Give me a ring. We would love to have you on the air today. Now, if the phone rings busy, just keep calling back. We'll eventually get you on the air. Also, don't forget, coming up tonight, the Marion 2020 Speakers Series kicks off tonight with Before It Was Marion County, presented by Dr. Brad Lepper, creator and curator of archaeology at the Ohio History Connection. Dr. Lepper has conducted extensive research and published a variety of books and scholarly articles on Ohio during the Ice Age. In addition to Dr. Lepper, there will be several displays of American Indian artifacts and information on their trails in Marion County, early maps and historical documents, and hands-on artifacts, including furs and various species of Ohio animals. The program will be held in the auditorium at the Tri-Rivers Career Center beginning at 7 p.m., and there is no charge for that program. And that will be tonight here in Marion at Tri-Rivers. No charge at all. Learn what was going on here before Marion was here. Don't forget, Charlie Evers follows this show today, 10:10 a.m. until 12 noon. And then Swap Shop with Glenn Goble, 12:15 until 1 p.m., where you can sell all the stuff that you want to sell. 12:15 to 1 today. Don't miss that. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show is on today, 2:10 until 3 p.m. And don't forget, Charlie today will have giveaways to Jimmy John's. He'll have giveaways to the Smoothie King. We'll have giveaways to the Ridgedale Lions big benefit coming up, the NASCAR event on February the 15th. So all kinds of good stuff to give away. I think there's, and we have a Jags t-shirt left, extra large size. We have the Jags koozie, which is still here. So give us a ring, 740-383-9944. We do have the one winner today. Trish Franklin got one of the Jags t-shirts. So that was a good thing. Any more guesses on the questions today? Theme song for the television series Good Morning Miami, which ran in the early 2000s. One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Does anybody know what it was? We've had guesses. We've had eat it with coffee, eat it with ice cream, eat it with milk. Does anybody know what the real answer is? One in five Americans have claimed to do what when it comes to eating pie? Who was the most famous character in the history of the David Letterman television series? Probably more famous in the beginning of the series, but this person was on there forever. I believe up until they died, which was many years into the run of the show. The most famous character in the history of the David Letterman television series. Madge Cooper's show name, her talk show name on WMRN. Phyllis Diller's last national television interview. What talk show was that on? Would have been in 2011. Does anybody know what that talk show was? And does anybody know the three moderators of the television series The View, which has now been on 22 years? There have only been three moderators in that entire time. Now, if I look at the list, the first moderator was there for about the first 9 years, and then one person was there for only 1 year, and then the current person has been there for, how many years has this current moderator been there? Well, since 2007, so I guess the current moderator has been there for about 14, 15 years, would be the longest moderator in the history of The View. So does anybody know who the three moderators are? 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we will put you up on the air. Now, does anybody have anything to say about the movies we talked about earlier on? You know, when we were talking about those movies, there is a movie. It's not shown all the time, but it's a movie starring Michael J. Fox. It's called Doc Hollywood. And I thought this was just one of the best movies, but it does not get the attention that you think it would. It had a lot of great people in it, and it just was a great movie. But I don't know why it did not go over bigger at the box office. It started Michael J. Fox as a doctor from Hollywood, and he was coming through this small town, and I think his car breaks down in the small town or something like that, so he's ordered to help out at the kind of country hospital, and he ends up falling in love with a girl there, and she has a child, so she doesn't want to be around him, and he's just trying to get to the big city, and that's all he really wants, and it's really got a good plot. In the end, you know, of course, he ends up back at the back in the small town. But it's a great movie, Doc Hollywood, if people haven't seen it. I don't know if it's on Netflix or any of those streaming services, but it really is a very good movie. Doc Hollywood, really a tremendous, tremendous movie. Well, hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to get rid of the Jags koozie. We did get rid of one of the Jags t-shirts today. Charlie's got Jimmy John's and Smoothie King stuff coming up in the next hour here today. Those will be good giveaways. And, of course, that ticket to the Ridgedale Lions Club event, NASCAR event, coming up on February the 15th. And then, of course, we have Glenn Coble today, 12:15 to 1 with Swap Shop. So if you know anybody who wants to sell any of their stuff, today's the day to do it. It's every Thursday from 12:15 to 1 p.m., that is your shot. I know we get calls from that for time to time during the week. People wanting to know when that's on. Well, today's the day. Thursday, 12:15 to 1 p.m. That's when the Swap Shop is on. And then, of course, the Adam the Computer Guy show is on today from 2:10 until 3 p.m. And you can also catch us on the internet anytime, WWGH1071.com, or download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH to listen on any mobile device. That's it today. Talk with you tomorrow.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place. From legendary comedian singing the baloney.
Two Irishmen and a Hebrew.